Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And special teams. Plus, they have the coach of Mike Vrabel, who's been there, done that. And so I know they haven't seen the playoffs in a few years, but Mike Vrabel has. It's in his DNA. And so this is my top six, 6-1 in AFC.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
Andy?
That's all right.
In terms of pop culture,
that's all right,
American Mama, art and music. What is significant about today?
Is it Elvis Presley's birthday? I had 2 days to go with there.
That's
birthday
good.
Or death day, and I, yeah. So I was picking.
No,
one
he did the deep fried Percocet toilet surprise later.
Okay, so yeah, happy birthday,
the king.
One of the kings.
The king, Andy.
Oh, no, my God. No. We can quibble over the Springsteens and others and whatnot. There will be no debate as to who is the king of American music.
George Strait.
Which, ironically, he was also not here for a long time.
Pull
here for a
our
time.
License now, please.
But yeah, happy. At first, I thought it was those kids with the Drake May anthem. Little guitar playing, little singing,
way, those,
little honky tonking,
what a
or
nice
whatever.
Little moment for those guys. That thing
that's
went
everywhere now.
Hyper viral. Good
it's
on
gonna
them.
Burn hot though, boys. Don't make any like career decisions based off of it and think like you've made it and this is your path. Like just enjoy it.
A 93-second song about a quarterback in the NFL going viral does not a career make.
Although you never know. In this day and age, TikToks produce careers.
Shoot your shot.
Absolutely.
Shoot that shot.
So we are talking about Drake May. We just talked about what happens, as you would say, Fitzy, if he loses, if he doesn't play well on Sunday. How does that affect the narrative, his legacy, his short window legacy here and his season? We're also going to get into, okay, Drake May's the most important guy. Who's the next most important guy? But I want to mix in some phone calls. 617-779-7937. I think Justin in D.C. has an answer about the three quarterbacks and who's most likely to screw it up. What's up, Justin?
Yeah, gentlemen, I have an answer on that and a question for you both. Being a Boston fan, we care about winning. So I just don't get the glazing of Josh Allen. Andy, I think you're one of his biggest glazers. He's a loser. He's shown it time and time again. He's going to lose this weekend. He's going to lose this weekend against Jacksonville. And then maybe finally you'll be able to see the light that he chokes like he did in that playoff game against Deshaun Watson and the Texans when he's fumbling the ball, throwing it to the other team. He does it all the time. So Josh Allen's the answer to that. My second question, though, is you guys are talking about Drake May and how he may be a little too hyped to start the game, and I assume Harbaugh understands that and will be preparing for a run up the middle or a screen pass or some series of opening play calls to get Drake May into the game. And I was just curious if we think that Drake May has built up enough equity where McDaniels can go deep, a play action go route or something like that, to both try and take advantage of Harbaugh and also leverage the fact that his QB is awesome.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
There's a lot there in that call, but I don't mind unpacking it.
Josh Allen's a loser. Dan Ball?
Josh Allen, not a loser. Sean McDermott, loser.
Dan, can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
Which of the two plays that allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to go down the field in rapid succession in 13 seconds years ago in the divisional round did Josh Allen call?
It's a great point. I don't know. Unless he had some magical headset on the sidelines while he watched his dreams get erased with his 101.7 passer rating in the playoffs, then I don't know.
Now, Josh Allen, correct me if I'm wrong, he was the one who threw the two long seam route touchdowns to Gabe Davis within the final 3 minutes to actually give them the lead.
Now, I know there is also a Josh Allen on Jacksonville, but I'm pretty sure this was Buffalo's Josh Allen.
Joshua Allen Hines now.
Absolutely.
Allen Hines.
Right. Josh Allen's not a loser.
He is not a loser. And
I hate that take.
This is the old school spoiled Patriots fan that, you know, counts Super Bowls by the half dozen. And you do. You have them. Brady got them. Belichick got them. But then we need to go back to what you would think of, I don't know, mid-90s Drew Bledsoe. Like, you're now in a different stratosphere. I get that. You're moving on up. You're rich. You're the Clampets. You hit oil. That whole thing. But can you at least just, like, pretend you remember what it was like before the dynasty was built and how much value there was in winning the division, making the playoffs, or just having a fun player who you know is really good?
Or how about also, you know, to bring up something that cannot be counted for statistically, how about having the weight, not just of a fan base, because every quarterback has the weight of a fan base, whatever the size of that fan base and however fervent or passionate they might be. How about having the weight of a fan base and a region that is dying, that is desperate, that cannot wait for you to be their savior after their quadruple successive failure in the Super Bowl 30 years ago?
And that's tied together because there's people that will call Jim Kelly a loser for going to four straight Super Bowls, even though that's not a loser.
Did Jim Kelly miss the kick at the end of the Super Bowl?
Nope, he did not.
The Giants?
He did not. And even if he did, like, you're in the Super Bowl. If you go to four straight Super Bowls, you're not a loser. Like, I don't know how you can be anointed a loser, and it's the same team and everything, and they haven't won. And I get all that, and you're on your high horse in New England. But we'll see. And maybe we're wrong. Maybe Justin's right. Maybe Josh, because we did put Josh Allen first, right? I do want to, like, some part of us agrees with Justin, right?
You did.
And Fitzy did. You didn't weigh in, so I'll give you a chance to weigh in. Which of the three quarterbacks, Dan Ball, that we've put in the same genius here, Josh Allen, Drake May, Justin Herbert.
You sure that was the right scientific term?
I don't think so, okay. So we'll move on.
Class.
Which of the three is most likely to make a game-losing play this weekend?
It's the only one that hasn't experienced playoff football at home in front of fans as the number two seed with the pressure on you. Drake May is the answer to that question.
Drake May is the answer to that question.
Wow. Yep.
Is this like a heel turn for you or something here?
No, he's got a rationale. Please extrapolate.
Yeah, I'm just being realistic. Like, this is a sophomore quarterback that has played zero playoff snaps, and I have no idea how he's going to handle the pressure, especially against a good defense, a good pass rush, and a solid secondary with a smart head coach on the other side. There are a lot of reasons why I can believe that, not to say it's going to follow him his entire career, but for his first game ever in the playoffs, he could make some uncharacteristic mistakes this week, and because there's no sample size for me to say otherwise, I have to go with him until proven otherwise.
I think you just had a little tell in there in your description, though. Uncharacteristic mistakes. There are people that believe those mistakes for Josh Allen are characteristic of how he plays, who he is, and he's had them this year. You know, I forgot who it was against. It was maybe that Atlanta game or the game after. He's flipping the ball backhanded and it gets picked off, or, you know, he's throwing a pit, like, he puts the ball in
harm's way. The Atlanta
game
was particularly bad, and he was under pressure, like, he was under crazy duress against the Texans. I think they had 9 sacks that night.
Well, the Texans are pretty good. They do that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They make a lot of quarterbacks look bad. They made Justin Herbert look bad. They make, you know, they probably would make Drake May look, if not bad, much worse than he's looked.
Lesser than.
Yes, most of the season. So that's on the table. The quarterback play, Drake May said it. He's going to have a big game. That's his job. He accepts that. He enjoys that. He wouldn't want it any other way. That being said, I believe I've been told, including by people like Ted Johnson, who we'll talk to in about a half hour, the ultimate team sport thing, right? There's 11 guys on the field. That's why it's such a great game. Mm-hmm. All of those things. So it's not just Drake May. It's not just the quarterbacks. So I want to have a discussion about who's next in line for New England. Other than Drake May, not named Drake May, who's the most important person that will impact the winning and losing for the Patriots on Sunday night? And I'm going to read you the poll, and you can either
pick from the
poll.
You pulled this out. All right,
absolutely. And we have some interesting results early on. But I said, who, not named Drake May, will have the biggest impact on the result of the...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Patriots Sunday night playoff matchup against the Chargers, and I said reply if you didn't like my options and you have another option.
Question before we go into it. Are they on the field or on the sideline?
Both.
Oh,
the first option okay. You had as a voter is Vrabel/McDaniels. Mm-hmm. I went with those two together. Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, or Milton Williams. Those were the options I gave. And right now, we have a two-horse race, very close voting between
McDaniels and Vrabel and Ramondre Stevenson.
You got the first one. You didn't get the second.
Is it, they go Milton Williams?
Milton Williams returning from injury to not only, I think, solidify the run defense against a team that mm-hmm. probably wants to establish the run. I think mm-hmm. also people are saying, well, that offensive line's not great. Can he be an impact pass rusher, work with Barmore to be an impact pass rusher, or even take pressure off of Landry, let him do his job? I think some of it is expectation that he's going to impact the pass rush.
Correct.
But those, now we did have a few others. Hunter Henry, that was the one. The real answer that somebody actually sent in was Justin Herbert. Like, the other quarterback can carry
solid answer
to victory. But which would you pick if you were picking?
My power ranking would go McDaniels and Vrabel, Ramondre Stevenson, Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs, other.
Yeah, and I think the cheating aspect of that opinion.
Go like Robert Spillane.
Spillane's an interesting
over Steph
one.
Diggs, legitimately, because they're going to get some yards. And Milton Williams can't be everywhere all at once. So if Spillane is back and that this magical mystery foot ankle injury that he had, if it's healed up enough that he can be back to himself, that makes a big difference.
So one reason I wouldn't say Steph Diggs is because I think we've accepted that this passing game is, I'm just going to throw to the guy who's open. So if Diggs not doing it tonight, mm-hmm. he's going to go to Booty or Holland. No, not Hollins. You know, DeMario Douglas, Hunter Henry. He'll just figure it out. And by he, I mean Drake May.
Or more than likely, the backs.
Or the backs, whoever. He'll figure out the passing game. So, okay, that's why I would eliminate Diggs. The reason I would probably vote Vrabel and McDaniels is because McDaniels is so directly tied into Drake May. And we just said Drake May is the most important guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the guy that he trusts more than anyone, right? The pointer, the finger point, every touchdown, I'm pointing over to my boy Josh McDaniels, thanking him for the play call, the information, whatever he's doing to put himself. That's huge. But I also like Josh McDaniels and think Josh McDaniels will be prepared. So I don't know that he's really a wild card factor. He'll be good. I think the wild card is where the voters are going. I think it's Milton Williams. I think if Milton Williams in that defensive front is good,
mm-hmm.
they win this game. I think
stout
they stop
against the run, generate adequate pressure,
enough.
And don't give Kamani Vidal, maybe Omarion Hampton, but most especially Justin Herbert, the time to find your soft spots.
And also, I just like the I don't know that it's the story of it, but you signed a Super Bowl champion for $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and you bring him in, right, theoretically, for games like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hal, come show us and help us win playoff games like you're used to winning in Philadelphia. Come help Barmore and Spillane and Landry and these guys win. Come help us be a contender, right? And that's why, theoretically, you brought in Milton Williams. So I think it's Milton Williams. I think if he leads that front, we're going to be talking about a victory around 11:45 on Sunday night.
I thought it's been money well spent from minute one. And did anyone on this team showcase their value greater, not named Drake May, than Milton Williams this year when once he went out, the precipitous drop-off of the rush defense and the pass rush began?
Now, the flip side of that is this Omarion Hampton injury with him missing practice with an ankle injury yesterday.
Yeah, if he's out again today, that's bad for them. Good for
that's us. A check mark for the Patriots. The 508 chimes in saying, I say the O-line because they'll affect both May and the running backs.
How's Will Campbell ready for a face full of Khalil Mack?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Or Tua? who the other guy was. Yep. He'll be ready for a face full of him as well.
Tui Tiatola.
And also, they have
Tatupu.
Others.
Like, Tatupu, right?
They're a pretty loaded front. They're going to blitz. Derwin James, that's the other thing. Oh, he thinks he's ready for Khalil Mack, and then Khalil Mack doesn't come because, oh, Derwin James is actually blitzing, and I'm supposed to block Derwin James, who's a better athlete than virtually everybody on the football field.
And please also don't discount the fact that their defensive coordinator is a top candidate for multiple head coaching opportunities and availabilities. So what does he want? Think he wants to go out getting faced by the Patriots, or does he want to showcase
this
game?
Is Ted's whole coordinators have egos theory to show off. Kind of, that's a good point. You're going into interviews. No better way to go into interviews than maybe shut down the league MVP, the phenom, the young gun quarterback. Nobody could stop him, but Minter can. That's a great point. They could be looking to do some things for their own personal gain. So that's on the table, 617-779-7937. We know Drake May is the most important person in regards to the Patriots winning on Sunday night. Who's next in line? The coaches, the defense, the complimentary offensive players, all of that. And speaking of one of those complimentary offensive players, Kayshon Booty wrote a long story for the Player Tribune about his time at LSU, his addiction to gambling, his beginning to his career in New England that was almost cut short by his own choice, and also some strong words of support for the culture and the team built around Drake May and Mike Vrabel. The writing debut of Kayshon Booty, a little bit of an excerpt from that, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.